That's right. It's time to jump the 2 hour time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's date, today being the 27th of October. Just what's going on this day in history. On this day in the year 312, Constantine the Great is said to have received his famous vision of the cross when on the night before the Battle of Milvian Bridge, Constantine had a dream that commanded him to delineate the heavenly sign on the shields of his soldiers so that he would go into battle under the protection of the Christian God. Whether you think that was much of a factor or not, Constantine did win the battle and started on the path that led him to end the Tetrarchy and become the sole ruler of the Roman Empire. Æthelstan, the first king of England, died and was succeeded by his half-brother Edmund I on today's date in 939. 1275, October 27th, is traditionally considered the founding day of the city of Amsterdam. And in 1904, the first underground New York subway line opened, the system becoming the biggest in the United States and one of the biggest in the world. The British lost their first battleship of World War I when the British super dreadnought battleship HMS Audacious, some 23,400 tons in total, was sunk off Tory Island, northwest of Ireland, by a minefield laid by the armed German merchant cruiser Berlin on today's date in 1914. The loss of the super dreadnought was kept an official secret in Britain until 14th November 1918, 3 days after the end of World War I. Following year, Billy Hughes became the 7th Prime Minister of Australia and the first to serve consecutive terms in office on today's date. Good on you, Hughesy. 1927, Melbourne gangster Squizzy Taylor was killed in a gunfight with rival gangster John Snowy Cutmore, who was also fatally wounded in the gunfight. Taylor had actually gone looking for Snowy Cutmore, who he found at his mother's house, bedridden from a bout of influenza. He shot the man who was still lying in bed and also managed to shoot Cutmore's mother in the shoulder, only to be shot and die on the way to the hospital himself from his injuries. Not exactly the most noble way to die, I would have thought. 1961, NASA tested the first Saturn I rocket in the mission Saturn to Apollo 1. Major Rudolph Anderson of the United States Air Force became the only direct human casualty of the Cuban Missile Crisis on today's date in 1962. When his U-2 reconnaissance airplane was shot down over Cuba by a Soviet-supplied SA-2 guideline surface-to-air missile. 1980, the Great Barrier Reef was listed as a World Heritage Site on today's date, although you probably wouldn't know it with the way the Australian government takes care of it at the moment. We can only hope it stays in some kind of living condition for the foreseeable future. And finally, in 1992, United States Navy radio man Alan J. Schindler Jr. was murdered by shipmate Terry M. Helvey for being gay, precipitating debate about gays in the military that resulted in the United States Don't Ask, Don't Tell military policy. That policy prohibited military personnel from discriminating against or harassing closeted homosexual or bisexual service members or applicants, but also barred openly gay, lesbian, or bisexual persons from military service. That policy lasted, if you can believe it, until September 2011, when gays in the military were finally allowed to come out of the closet, such as it were. Take time with a wounded hand, 'cause it likes to heal. Take time. Got some very famous birthdays for you as well this morning. Teddy Roosevelt, the 26th President of the United States, was born on this day in 1858. Famed American poet Sylvia Plath was born on this day in 1932. I took a deep breath and listened to the old brag of my heart. I am, I am, I am. Infamous mobster John Gotti was born on this day in 1940. John Cleese of Monty Python and Fawlty Towers fame, very funny man, is 78 today. And Aussie cricketer David Warner is 31. Got some famous musos for you as well. KK Downing of Judas Priest is 66 this morning. Happy birthday, KK. Simon Le Bon of Duran Duran is 59. Daughter of Black Sabbath rocker Ozzy Osbourne, Kelly Osbourne, is 33 this morning. We are going out on a personal favourite of mine. The This one going out to Scott Whelan of Stone Temple Pilots, also a member of the supergroup Velvet Revolver and a tremendous solo artist. Certainly had his demons and passed, well, too soon at the age of only 48, you might recall, just back in 2015. We're going out on one of Stone Temple Pilots' most famous tracks. This is Creep on This Day in History for 2SER 107.3. Guess I like to steal. Take time with a wounded hand, 'cause it likes to.